All right, our text number here is 083-33-99-103. And we're going to return to the incident on the high seas yesterday involving the Israelis boarding what has been called the humanitarian flotilla and the action there and the condemnation around the world as well. Two different texts, two different takes on the situation. One from Stephen Fianna Fáil in Ballinaclash, who was in the audience the front line last night and tweeted that he had in fact submitted a question on this particular situation to the programme, but they didn't get time to come to him or develop the whole point. But he said this morning to us, the Israeli blockade defies international law and condemns 1.6 million people to the most miserable conditions. The only solution is sustained dialogue, not commando attacks, nor suicide bombers in cafes or rockets into residential areas. We Irish all too well know the damage political violence does. Until both sides engaged in meaningful talks, the day the misery ends is postponed. That's from Stephen. But Owen McMahon was in earlier on and he said, oh, the front line last night, the flotilla was an expensive and passive aggressive publicity stunt. Why are the media unconcerned about who paid for the ships? Why did RTE not investigate? Was it jihadists allied to Hamas and Al-Qaeda as the ships were about to set sail rather than affording propaganda opportunities? Film footage shows an Israeli marine being set upon and battered by at least six, inverted commas, peace activists with iron bars. Israel are often their own worst enemies, but that doesn't absolve the Irish media generally from covering the story in an objective way rather than merely being mouthpieces for the perma protesters in Sinn Féin, the Labour Party, the Socialist Workers' Party and their communist bedfellows in the People Who Hate Profit Alliance. I actually spoke to people from the Green Party and Fianna Fáil this morning, but we'll come to that later on. First of all, Stephen, what question did you have last night, Stephen, for Frontline?
Actually, exactly what I texted into you this morning was pretty much a summary of what I wanted to put to them. I mean, I think yesterday the Taoiseach very well expressed the concerns of people about regarding the legality of the attack, and also, as I said, that the legality of the blockade. I think more importantly, this has been going on for a long time. It does indeed, as I said, condemn over 1.6 million people to the most reprehensible and miserable conditions anywhere in the world. But as I said, I mean, dialogue is the only way forward. I mean, this country, we know what political violence has done. We know what Sinn Féin, IRA, the UVF, the UFF, etc. did. And while I think the commando attack in international waters is wrong, it's against the law. And to be honest, I'd normally be someone who would actually defend Israel's right to defend itself. Equally, suicide bombers going into cafes, going onto buses, launching rockets are also wrong. I mean, we know from this country that violence doesn't solve anything. And what's going to happen sooner or later, and I really hope it's sooner, is that the two sides, the people, the Palestine people and the Israeli people, sit down and talk. It's going to have to happen at some stage. And as I said, all we're doing at the moment is putting off the day the misery ends. No, the other thing I would hope, I mean, Ireland is a very well-respected country internationally, as long as our experience in the peace process. And I'd actually like to see Ireland take a lead on this. I think we should lead the investigation into the what happened on the ships. Where, who financed the ships? Fine. Who went in there? Were those people armed? Were the commandos armed, etc.? And also do whatever we can to get these people together. They're fellow human beings. We know what's happened. We succeeded in Ireland, and I think we should do the best we can for them.
Do you think it's possible? Do you think, say, for example, the Israeli state have a view of the Palestinians as equals?
Well, I'm sure many Irish people had a view of the British state after Bloody Sunday. But, I mean, it took 30-odd years for people to realise that we have to sit down and talk. It's going to happen at some stage, unless one side completely annihilates the other side, and that's not going to happen. I mean, any life lost is wrong. I mean, I do think that Israel more than often overreacts and maybe kills 100 for one of them. It doesn't make it right what they do, but it doesn't make it right what the other side does anyway. Every conflict resolution in the world so far, whether it's ourselves, South Africa, always involves people sitting down and talking. And I think maybe this is the moment that we should, as the world, get together and force them, if necessary, to sit down. But ultimately, they will sit down and these killings will end.
Right, Owen McDonagh joins us, who's the author of the second text. Good morning, Owen.
Hiya, Declan.
Good morning. You're basically saying it's the usual people who protest against everything American and Israeli, I suppose,
exactly.
and they leave out the facts as they see them and just want to have a go anyway.
Well, it's even transmuted into a more severe situation than Stephen was talking about there. He seems to be operating in a utopia. The position has changed from maybe 20, 30 years ago when the PLO and Yasser Arafat were in conflict with the Israelis. The PLO were mainly secularists and soft-touch Muslims. What's happened now is, since Israel has actually unoccupied, I say unoccupied in inverted commas, unoccupied the Gaza territory, Hamas, funded by Iran and the fundamentalist Muslims in Iran, have used Gaza, which was previously quote-unquote occupied by Israel, to launch thousands of missiles into Israel. Now, there's no way of saying, on the one hand this, on the other hand that, we have to start talking and get, like, you know, to occupy a utopian paradise. These guys are intent on destroying Israel and all Jews in the Middle East. That's what Hamas are about. I also find it ironic that these people in the Labour Party and Sinn Féin and the Green Party, who are all secularists and want the state separated from, you know, from the...
Church and state...
Separated, right? They're on the side of Hamas, who are the most fundamental. They're the equivalent of the Taliban in Afghanistan, where women and homosexuals are not only second or third class citizens, they're 10th class citizens. Muslim guys can have four wives and can divorce their wives just by saying to them, "I divorce you." Whereas women can only marry one husband. They're left wearing burqas and niqabs in the house, uneducated, beaten and battered by their husbands. This is what Stephen is allying himself to.
I think he was talking about the Palestinian people. I'm not speaking for him, but rather than the political party with terrorist connections, Hamas. I mean, he was talking about the plight of the ordinary people there.
Unfortunately, the same line about the blockade being illegal was trotted out when Iraq was subject to UN sanctions, when the people like the Labour Party and Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil didn't say to the Iraqi people, usurp and overthrow Saddam Hussein. They just constantly trotted out the line that the UN and the US were blockading the Iraqi citizens and causing a catastrophe, an environmental and human catastrophe. Unfortunately, I think Stephen, who normally is commonsensical, unfortunately now he's joining with the likes of Chris Andrews and Mark Daly, the Fianna Fáil Oireachtas members, in wanting to have it both ways.
Okay, well, just before I go back to Stephen, on BBC Radio 4 this morning, a guy named Sir Jeremy Greenstock, he's an ex-UK ambassador to the UN, he says Hamas is prepared to enter into a long-term ceasefire according to information that he has.
So you see, he's a retired UN inspector.
He's an ex-UK ambassador.
I know that, to the UN, but he was, again, he's a secularist. He was a Labour Party appointee. Until Hamas stopped firing, there was footage this morning, I don't know if you saw it, checking this morning on Sky News, of the so-called peace activists being led off the Turkish ship. They were all mid-30s with stocky guys with beards. No women coming off that ship. I'd like to ask Stephen, how many Muslim women were on that so-called peace?
Okay, Stephen, take up the points there about I suppose in Muslim countries, a lot of Muslim countries, there's a theocracy where church and state are actually the one. So if you have to subscribe to the religious law, and you take the point as developed by Owen on that.
Well, I mean, he's probably right in regarding their religion, but I mean, we're not necessarily talking about the difference in cultures. I mean, I appreciate him saying I'm not only common sense, but I certainly deny I'm living in an utopia. All I'm doing is pointing out the reality. In human history, wherever people, for whatever reason, have ended up fighting and killing each other, they always end up, to date, and hopefully this will happen as well, where they sit down and talk. I certainly do not defend, and I think I said it there, the suicide bombers' rocket. Neither do I defend what Israel did. They're both wrong. One life is wrong to kill. The whole reality is that there has to be a solution. Now, I agree. I mean, Hamas, I would not agree with their policies, but they are a democratically elected government, whether you like them or not. Likewise, the government in Israel is also democratically elected. We are living in the 21st century. We have to become civilized.
But unfortunately, there's a lot of people there on both sides who don't live in the 21st century. You've got people in Israel, fundamentalist religion, who think they are the superior and they can build where they like, and the government have been weak stopping them. And then on the Muslim side, well, they're living in the 7th century with their views of that's the way it is as well. If you're dealing with God in this, and God is not actually talking except through people's minds, I mean, you've no hope. It is a utopia, as Owen says.
Well, yes, I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but I mean, we also have the same feeling here, I think, in this country on both sides, where people wanted to walk down, quote unquote, the Queen's Highway. Others wanted did not want British soldiers occupying the six counties. They were different views, they were legitimate in their own minds. But the majority of people got together. I don't agree that at no stage, that in 100 years' time or 1,000 years' time, both these people are still going to be killing each other. I think that is wrong. I do think both sides are wrong. I think that's admitted. I think any common sense person will agree with that. But, I mean, even last night, I mean, the fact that the Israeli ambassador was sitting beside a Palestinian person is good. I mean, remember not that many years ago, the DUP wouldn't sit in the same room as Sinn Féin.
Okay, well, Owen, are there parallels there with the North? Can we offer some assistance to the perennial Middle East or the thing that's going on for years?
No, the Middle East has history going back 4,000 years. We only have history going back maybe 1,000 years, effectively. Like before that, we were a dominion of the, you know, of Great Britain. So, and for 700 years up till the, you know, the start of the 20th century, we were subjugated. So it was, there was a cap kept on it. For the guts of 4,000 years, there's been conflict in the Middle East. Unfortunately, the Second World War and the way the Jews were annihilated, and which is denied by Muslim fanatics like Iran and like Hamas, it's denied. That Holocaust has changed everything. The Jewish people, in my view, are effectively suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder for the last 60 years. They can't see what's right and what's wrong. They don't know the impression they're giving to the wider world with these type of ridiculous antics that are getting up to in the on the high seas, as like it happened a couple of days ago. Unfortunately, all Hamas has to do is have a ceasefire for just, I'd say, 5 years. No more missiles, no more suicide bombs. Then we take it from there. There's been, since the so-called invasion of Gaza by Israel about 18 months ago, there's been approximately 1,500 rockets still raining into Israel from Gaza and Lebanon, more so from Gaza. So this idea of talking, the missiles have to stop, even if they're only what the Labour Party would have called firecrackers. It doesn't matter if they're homemade firecrackers. They have to stop. The people in Israel are spending hours on end every day running into air raid shelters. You know, this is not being broadcast on the Irish media or the British media.
Stephen, Hamas are, in many ways pretty nasty to their own people. They're not behind the door of taking action against them. And if they're allied to religion rather than looking after the interests of the people secularly, how are you going to talk to them? How are we going to have a resolution?
There is no talking. They're aggressive guys. They're warmongers. Hamas are warmongers, both against the international community who don't follow Sharia law and against women and homosexuals.
Stephen, what to make that? Because that is the view in the EU, who denied them assistance because of that very fact.
Well, I think in most ways they are, yes, a terrorist organisation, but they're also the elected government. But I don't think, going back to an earlier point Owen made, it's very useful to keep a scorecard of how many people were killed, how many rockets were fired, how many aeroplanes dropped bombs. That won't help. We're going backwards. We need to go forward. Now, maybe in my nature, I'm more of an optimist than a pessimist. I just think, again, I rephrase, history has proved that at some stage people will sit down. And I think Ireland, with its unique history, we, as in the government and the people, should do our best to help. We might fail, but failing is not a reason not to try.
All right, got to leave it there. Thank you to both of you, Stephen Curran from Ballinaclash and Owen McMahon in Dublin. Your views always welcome at 083 33 99 103.